الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون صدق الله العظيم. Dear respected listeners, brothers, sisters, elders and young ones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this dunya. And this dunya is an imtihan gah. It is a place of examination for us. لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Allah is testing us to see what type of actions we are doing, who is doing the best of actions, who is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are in this world, traveling on a journey. And this journey will come to an end. This journey will come to an end. So we are all traveling on this road, this journey, this path, towards a destination. This journey will come to an end. But the destination where we are going to reach, where we're heading for, that destination will be a perpetual one, a perpetual abode, forever and ever, everlasting. This journey in this world, it will come to an end. But the destination where we, when we are going to reach, and what is our goal, that life is going to be perpetual. So the question we should ask one another, or ask ourselves rather, when will my preparation begin for that promised afterlife, for that promised hereafter? I'm traveling on this journey, and I'm going towards a destination. I've got a goal to reach, and that goal is the hereafter, which is an everlasting one. It's an afterlife. So how much of preparations have I made for that life? Or when will I start making those preparations for the hereafter? That is the question all of us need to ask ourselves tonight. It is the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Once again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with Laylatul Qadr. These are times when generally our hearts are softened. And when we listen attentively, I mentioned a few times now, let us be sincere, genuine, listen attentively with the niyat of how I can reform myself, I can better my life, I can make those positive changes. So this is the question tonight. When will my preparation for this promised afterlife begin? In this verse that I recited to you, and I have spoken about this previously on this verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses a question. There's a question coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is asking us a question. أَلَمْ يَعْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا The question is addressed to the believers. To the believers. Has the time not yet come for the believers? أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزِلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ that the heart submit before the remembrance of Allah and the truth that has been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has the time not yet come? وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. They must not become like those to whom the book was given before. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. Then a long time passed. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And their hearts became hard. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And many of them were transgressors. So Allah is addressing us, the believers, the sinful believers. We who are committing sins. Allah is asking us, has the time not come yet for you to abandon your life of guna and sin and now submit totally to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's a simple question from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are being addressed. Allah is asking us, like how a parent who does so much for the child, whatever the child has required or requested or wanted or demanded, everything was found for the child. Now the child is growing up, has reached his teens and growing. And the parent then suddenly asks, but what else do you want me to do? Has the time not come now for you to be a bit more mature and listen to what I am telling you? Take heed to my advices, to be obedient to me. I've done so much for you. Has not the time dawned upon you now? In a similar vein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us that when are you going to abandon your life of vice and evil and disobedience and sin? Has the time not come now for you to abandon that way of life and totally submit to my command, my will? If we contemplate and we think again, like how the parent has done so much for the child, Allah has done far more than any parent can do for his child. Allah has done so much for us. Allah has given us more than any person who has compassion and kindness towards any person. Allah has given us far more favors and boons and bounties. Despite the fact that we are not even worthy of receiving those bounties, Allah has given us iman. Allah has made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us faculties. And Allah has given us limbs. Allah has given us the ability to hear, to speak, to see, to touch, the ability to walk, the ability to be mobile, to move, to think, to have aql, intelligence. We can go on and on enumerating the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, with great emphasis, Allah is posing this question, has the time not dawned upon you, O believers, that you should, antakhsha'a qulubuhum, that you should submit, surrender before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the remembrance of Allah, before the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These words should have such an impact on our hearts, that we should be readily accepting this call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the doors of our hearts, even if it is open a little bit, just a little bit, it will be sufficient. This verse, in fact, should be sufficient for all of us to come onto the straight path and to declare our submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our answer, our response to this call of Allah should be a positive one. And that was the response that many sinful people of the past had. But when they opened the doors of their hearts, and when they cogitated, when they contemplated, when they pondered for a second, with sincerity, when they were genuine, just a few seconds of contemplation, and they made up their mind, that firm resolution, that resolve, that azam, that now I am going to totally submit and surrender before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this became a turning point in their lives. So even though they lived a very filthy and morbid life in the past, but when they submitted totally, and they never went backwards. Like that was a positive response from Fudayl bin Iyad, rahmatullahi alayhi, who was notorious. He was well known amongst the people. He was a highway robber. He would loot the people. He was a thief. And with his evil habits and practices, he had become infatuated with a young girl. And so one night he goes up and he's climbing over the wall to go and chat with his beloved. And as he's climbing this wall, respected listeners, brothers, elders, sisters, listen very carefully. My young friends, the youth especially, I just hope that you're listening to this. When he hears Fudayl bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi, he hears a voice, somebody reciting the verse of the Quran, which I recited to you. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has the time not come for the believers that their hearts submit before the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the truth that has been revealed? It was as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking to Fudayl bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi at that very moment directly. Oh, you whose heart has been blessed with iman, but you have not submitted to me completely as yet. Has the time not come for you to leave the adultery, fornication, the zina, the illicit relationship, that love that you have for that haram woman, and the plundering and the looting and the highway, the robbery that you were doing? Has the time not come for you to abandon all those things and submit totally to me? This verse pierced through not just the ears of Fudayl bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi, but respected listeners, it pierced through his heart. That door of his heart became unlocked. It was open. Now that hidayat came into his heart, and immediately he called out, قَدْ آنَ وَقَدْ حَانَ. Indeed, the time has definitely come. The time has come now. No hesitation whatsoever. No asking for any fanciful interpretation. Immediately he submits, he surrenders. Fudayl bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi, respected listeners, did not wait for a special occasion. Perhaps when I will go for Hajj, then I'll change my life. When I go for Umrah, then I'll make Tawbah. I'll wait for Laylatul Qadr, then I'll make some Tawbah, Istighfar. No. Immediately he surrendered. And he now becomes the Wali of Allah, the friend of Allah. When he abandoned all his filthy practices, he made the sincere Tawbah and Istighfar, which we spoke in detail last night. Last night was the 23rd night. And alhamdulillah, we spoke in detail the importance of tawbah, istighfar in our life, and how we should make rujoo to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should not despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I emphasize the vastness of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fudayl bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi was steadfast. He was steadfast. He realized that the hereafter, see the destination we spoke about in the beginning? We're all on this road and we're going to an everlasting abode. That abode was far better than this life in the world. Which Allah says, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ. Indeed, the hereafter is better for you than this worldly life. Whatever we have in this world, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wealth that we have, the health that we have, the time that we have, the possessions that we have, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this is given to us by Allah. But all this is nothing compared to the hereafter. The entire world is not even equal to the wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should now ponder and realize that who are we disobeying? That same Allah, who is so kind, who is so beneficent, so merciful, so generous, so munificent, who is so powerful, who is so mighty, who is so loving, we are still disobeying that Allah. We still cast lustful glances at haram. We still listen to haram. We still listen to music. We still listen to gossiping. We engage in ghibah, back-carrying tales, backbiting. We get involved in usury, in interest. Zina, fornication, may Allah protect us. Have you not pondered for a second that at that very moment the earth can split and swallow us up? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can rain stones upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورِ. Do you feel secure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is in the sky, will not make you sink into the earth? أَمْنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا. You feel secure that Allah will not send down any violent wind with stones raining upon you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about the nations in the past, various verses, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after repeatedly warning them, and when they did not take heed to the signs and the warning signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَكِنْ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Allah has not wronged them, rather they wronged themselves. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِ. Allah says, we seized every one of them due to his sin, on account of his sin. So there were those whom Allah sent a violent wind upon. Some were punished by a huge shriek, a deafening sound. Some were sunk into the world, into the earth. Therefore, respected listeners, again, yesterday's lesson, and the most important lesson for us, is the first step we take in the right direction towards preparation for the hereafter. The first one is to make sincere tawbah. Sincere tawbah. And do not waste time. The first night we spoke about the value of time. Tasweef. Tasweef means to procrastinate. Not tomorrow, next year, when I go for Umrah, when I go for Hajj, inshallah, when I get married, or then when I grow older. No, no, no. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Now has the time not come now. So let us repent immediately. Whilst we are listening to this talk, whilst I'm speaking, Ya Allah, make me a repentant servant. Ya Allah, make me a true ta'ib. At-ta'ibu habibullah. At-ta'ibu habibullah. He becomes a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we need to be sincere. We need to be genuine. We must make an azam, a firm resolution that no, I am changing my life. I need to change my life. I had enough. And now has the time come. I'm not going to look for any more excuses. So I will read 2 rakat salatul tawbah tonight after this talk, after we make dua. And I will cry in supplication before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. I will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me his wali, to make me his friend. How Allah Ta'ala made Fudayl bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi, and so many others, Dunun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, Akbar Kurdi rahmatullahi alayhi, so many, millions of them, who were terrible sinners, but when they submitted, surrendered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they became the special awliya Allah. We all want to become the friends of Allah. MashaAllah, we're reading Quran, tasbihat, zikr, and tahajjud, and we are fasting. And some, mashallah, in the last night, entire night, we are occupied in ibadah. But despite all the ibadah we are making, we still continue to sin. So how do we expect to be the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? During the day, we are showing greed. We are still casting lustful glances. We are still making ghibah. We are still slandering. Example has been given of a person who makes his Isha Salah with Jamaat, he goes to sleep, he wakes up for Fajr Salah, reads Fajr with Jamaat, so he read Isha and Fajr with Jamaat. And the rest of the night, he was fast asleep, nothing else he did. Well and good, he read his Isha and Fajr with Jamaat. But the rest of the time, no other ibadah, no extra tilawat or tasbih. And is there another person who reads his Fajr and his Isha with Jamaat, but during the night, Just for a few minutes, he was involved in watching some pornographic material. Or she was involved in backbiting. Now let us compare the two. The first person, even though he didn't do any extra voluntary ibadah, any nothing, he fulfilled his faraid and he slept away, but he is a friend of Allah. The second person, although he may have been worshipping the whole night, but he has spoiled his wilayat, his potential of becoming a friend of Allah. How? By disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By committing a sin. By not safeguarding himself from evil. So our response should not be a negative response to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's call. Alam ya'nini alladhina amanu. Has the time not come? Our response should not be next time, or tomorrow, or after Ramadan, or Hajj and Umrah. No. And our response should neither be such that we are doing some good actions and we are tarnishing it by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see what had happened in the past? When the people of the past were warned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they were given various opportunities. Different anbiya alayhi wasallam came to them, warning them, teaching them, guiding them. So what did they do? They brought iman. But after bringing iman, they did not leave certain things that Allah Ta'ala had made haram upon them. And they had been enjoying those sins. And they could not give up those sins. Many a time they say, no, I want to make tawbah, but I can't give up my drugs, man. It's very difficult. I can't give up my television. I can't give up my music. It's very difficult for me to go out and don a hijab. That's for all the pious people. You see, these are excuses we make. Yet, on the other hand, we want to become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what did the people of the past do? They could not leave certain things that they were holding on to, which they were enjoying, and which was impermissible for them. So they continued in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ So a long time then passed, a long time elapsed, and in that duration what happened, because they continued disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Their hearts, their spiritual hearts became hard. Now that is a very serious thing to happen. When the spiritual heart becomes hard, now the doors of guidance and hidayat are being shut. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ Allah says, Allah has set a seal on their hearts, a seal on their hearing. وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ There's a covering on the eye. So the spiritual heart is now being sealed. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا They have hearts with which they do not understand. In other words, their hearts are not seeing the truth. Truth haq is not penetrating their hearts. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has given you and I Many opportunities. May Allah save us. May Allah protect us. Sometimes a person goes through some illness, some sickness, some accident. It is a wake-up call for him. And at that time, he thinks, okay, I need to make tawbah istighfar. And he makes up an intention. But he's not firm. The moment he's cured and she's better or he's better, then the person goes back to the old sins. This should not take place. The man went for Hajj, went for Umrah, held the ghilaf of the Kaaba, made promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when he came back to his old habits. The person went to the rehab, he realized, and it was painful. He went to, he was kept away from his family, and he had to undergo such a long period of rehab. And he had promised now, when I go back, I'm going to be a changed person. But when he goes back to his old habits. This is because the person is not determined. He has not submitted and surrendered totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person surrenders totally, inshallah, may Allah guide us, may Allah protect us, may Allah make it possible for us to be steadfast, then the doors of hidayat, the windows of hidayat, the doors of hidayat are open, the doors in our hearts, all those locks become unlocked, and those windows open, the doors open, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us so many opportunities. So this Ramadan was a beautiful opportunity. These last Sundays is a beautiful opportunity. Tonight is a beautiful opportunity. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tonight, let us make sincere tawbah, istighfar. As I mentioned yesterday, for those who do not listen to the talk, Please go and listen to the talk that we gave yesterday on Tawbah, Istighfar, Allah's forgiveness, Allah's mercy. And safeguard our iman. We are going to great fitan, great trials. It is imperative, absolutely important. We safeguard our iman, the iman of our family, our children. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'a sadiqin. O believers, fear Allah and be with the truthful ones. If we stay in the company of the truthful, the pious, inshallah the light of taqwa will illuminate our hearts. Be in the company, we will hear only good things. We'll be reminded of that hereafter, the life hereafter. We'll be reminded that let us now hasten and make this preparation on this journey, which is going to come to an end. And then we will have to go for that everlasting hereafter. May Allah protect us. Allah forbid, we must not go into Jahannam. We will not be able to endure the chastisement, the pain, the intensity of the fire of Jahannam. So respected brothers, sisters, elders, let us revive our hearts. Revive our hearts. This warning has come to us in this verse. We should not become despondent. Make sure now that we, the sin that we were involved in, make tawbah, istighfar, and remove that veil that has come upon our hearts. And there is this great chance of us again for salvation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran, Allah says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا قَدَ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. اِعْلَمُوا, know very well that Allah revives the land after it is dead. It became barren. بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. There was no life. It was barren, dead, dry. And Allah sent down rains. And Allah then caused crops to grow. In the same light, in the same vein. See, our hearts have become lifeless. They've become hard. They've become dead. Because of the continuous onslaught of gunas, sins. Sin after sin, after sin, after sin, the black stain became, grew larger and larger and larger and larger. And that impurity and the filth, it covered our entire hearts. So spiritually we became dead. Now, tawbah, istighfar, and cry, shed those tears of nadamat, and we will find that this dead heart will become revived again. It will become revived again. And inshallah, when we mentioned the different hadith yesterday of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith Qudsi, which we mentioned, O son of Adam, O man, as long as you continue to call to me and have hope in me, I will forgive you all your sins. So a mu'min, a believer, he may slip into a sin unintentionally. He was overwhelmed, overpowered. It can happen, but he won't make a special program to commit sins. He falls into sin. He makes a sin. He made the mistake, but he won't make a deliberate program to sin. Many of us, Allah save us, wait for Ramadan to be over, lockdown to be over, and then we can go and enjoy ourselves again. Enjoy meaning bad habits, sin, vice, evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these Mubarak nights, هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ يُعْطَى هَلْ مِنْ دَاعٍ يُسَجَابُ لَهُ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. Is there anyone asking so I may grant him what he desires? Is there anyone supplicating to me so I may give him? Is there anyone making tawbah, istighfar, I may forgive him? My respected listeners, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, of trying our level best now to completely shun all sins and evil. Allah give us that himmat. This heart of ours which has become spiritually dead. This heart which has become overwhelmed with greed, avarice, with carnal desires, egos, passion, anger, pride, jealousy. A heart, a life of ghaflat, of heedlessness that has overwhelmed us, overpowered us, taken control of us. We are sick and tired of this life. We don't want this life anymore. We want to enjoy tranquility, peace, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us inshallah give a positive response to this call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submit. As the poet mentioned, and we've heard this before, Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے.
ہوا وہ ہل سوالا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہ گاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو, گنہ گاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, ہوا و ہرس والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے.
Oh Allah, this life, this heart, this heart of mine, this life of mine, which has been immersed in heedlessness, in ghaflat, oh my Allah, in passions, egos. Ya Allah, change my life, change my life. How long I'm going to live a life of vice and gunas? Gunehgari ni kab tak umra kaatu? How long I'm going to live this life of sin? Ya Allah, change my condition, change the inside of my heart. Oh Allah, I'm making sincere tawbah, istighfar. I'm begging you, oh Allah, to grant me that himmat so that I may now turn to you in complete submission. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, inshallah, to realize that we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in complete submission and answer to this plea of Allah or this call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala positively, inshallah. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله, لا نحصي ثناء عليك, أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا حنان يا منان, يا بديع السماوات والأرض, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا الله ما ربناكم ما فرما. يا الله, يا الله, we have heard, يا الله, we have heard the verse of your Quran Majeed, my Allah. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, the time has dawned upon us, my Allah. The time has come for us to submit completely, surrender before you, my Allah. And the time has come for us to abandon all our evil practices, our the vice and evil that we are embroiled in, my Allah. Ey Allah, ey Malik, ey Kareem, Allah, my most beloved Allah, my most Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Ya Allah, in these Mubarak nights, my Allah, we beseech you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, my Allah. You are At-Tawwab, my Allah. You are most forgiving, my Allah. You are most merciful, my Allah. You are Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Akbar, my Allah. You are Kabir, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody greater than you, my Allah. Nobody more superior than you, to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the arsh belongs to you, my Allah. The kursi belongs to you, my Allah. The samawat and the earth belong to you, my Allah. The skies and the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, my Allah. The mountains, the oceans, angels, jinnat, mankind. Ya Allah, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, my Allah. Different particles, molecules, the worlds, my Allah. Ya Allah, the oceans, my Allah. The insects, the birds, my Allah. Every dust particle, every grain of sand, my Allah. The deserts belong to you, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you to forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are desperately in need of you, my Allah. Every breath of our life, every second of our life, Ya Allah, there is there isn't any time in our life, not even a part of a second even, may Allah, that we become independent of you, may Allah. Never, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are faqir, may Allah. We are beggars, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are not going to anybody else, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are coming to you. Ya Allah, you brought us to you. You gave us a tawfiq. You gave us a himmat. Ya Allah, it is your kindness, may Allah. It is your love. Ya Allah, you are showing us love, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, we are making shukr to you for that. That you gave us the tawfiq of keeping roza, of reading our tarawih salah, making some ibadah, making tilawat of the Quran, hearing some waaz and nasihat. Ya Allah, it is only from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite our weaknesses, our feeble efforts, my Allah, despite our disobedience, despite our disloyalty, despite our ungratefulness, my Allah, you still give us the opportunity to make sajda before you. Ya Allah. You are masjood, my Allah. You are ma'budi haqiqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other deity worthy of worship besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Ya Allah, you are free from any faults or blemishes or deficiencies. Ya Allah, you are pak, my Allah. You are absolutely pure, my Allah. You've got no shortcomings whatsoever, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your slaves, my Allah. We are your servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, my Allah. Ya Allah, answer our dua, my Allah. Accept our tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg and beg, and then we get tired, my Allah, and we go away. You never get tired, my Allah. Sleep never overtakes you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned the Quran. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Ya Allah, slumber and sleep never overtakes you, my Allah. You are hayyul qayyum. Ya Allah, you always existed, you will always remain, my Allah. Kullu man 'alayha fan. Everything will come to an end in this world. Everything will be destroyed, my Allah. Everything will be destroyed, my Allah. Wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Ya Allah, you will always remain, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. We know it is easy to say, my Allah. Our actions are not proving that, my Allah. Hum to bahut kamzor hain, nalayiq. Ya Allah, when we read about the believers, my Allah, when we read about the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, our beloved Rasulullah, Sahaba al-Kiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, the Salafi Salihin, the Awliya. What pure lives they lived, my Allah. And our life, my Allah. Gunegari mein kab tak umr kaato? Ya Allah, our lives are full from the time we wake up from the morning till we go to sleep. Only in guna with our eyes, sins with our eyes, sins with our ears, with our heart, with our mind, with our limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Our lives are just passing away, melting like a block of an ice, my Allah. Ya Allah, and before we know, then Malakul Maut will be standing by, Ya Allah. And ready to take away our ruh, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman, my Allah. Help us to prepare properly for the hereafter. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of being the amal of the jannatis, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of being jannat ka amal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from doing those deeds that will take us to Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from doing those things that will take us to Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us jannat in this world. Give us jannat in the hereafter, my Allah. Give us maqam of ihsan, Ya Allah. That as though we can see you, my Allah. In our ibadah, my Allah. Even out of ibadah, Ya Allah. Whatever we're doing, my Allah. All the time, give us your consciousness, Ya Allah. The sifat of muraqabah, ihsan, my Allah. That we are well aware of your presence, my Allah. So that we may not do anything wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight to give us that himmat and courage. We are unable to do it ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, only you can give us that courage, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, Allah. Give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Ya Allah, forgive us all of our sins, especially now in this last 10 days of Ramadan, where your maghfirat, where you are, Ya Allah, emancipating souls from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from going to the fire of Jahannam. Emancipate our soul from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar.
Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Oh brothers and sisters, my Allah, the entire day they were fasting, my Allah, they did Tarawih, Salah, Ibadah, etc., my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, they still have raised their hands, ya Allah, whichever part of the world they may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, they ain't got any desire, my Allah. Ya Allah, the desire is to reach you, my Allah. That you must become the beloved, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, whatever needs we have, ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, ya Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Whatever problems we have, whatever masaib, mashakil we have, ya Allah. Whatever problems we are faced with, my Allah. Whether it is a sickness, ya Allah. Whether it's a financial problem, my Allah. Whether it's a domestic problem, ya Allah. Whether it is depression, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all this bala from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirah. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our businesses flourish. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib. Ya Allah, don't make us have greed, my Allah. Don't make us cheat and deceive people, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. Make us follow sharia, my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of your masajid for us again, quickly, my Allah, with afiyat, without any difficulties, without any problems, my Allah, without any regulations, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not become naraz with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. We made a mistake, my Allah. We have made many, many, many mistakes, individually and collectively, my Allah. We are asking you forgiveness. Individually, my Allah, and collectively, my Allah, we're making tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbah, my Allah. We're making tawbah now, my Allah. Tawbah tan nasuha, ya Allah. Hum nadi mein hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, tu bata hum kahan jaye. If you close the doors, my Allah, where are we going to go to? There's no other Allah we can turn to, my Allah. Our hajat is placed before you, my Allah. Our knees before you, ya Allah. Our cry before you. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ya Allah, tu razi ban ja. Razi ban ja. Give us more than Madina Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqir, Shafaat of Rasul Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Kothar water from his Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, all those who requested du'as, my Allah, during the day, and people who message, ya Allah, who requested du'as, ya Allah, answer all the jais murad. Ya Allah, all those whose ihsan and kindness and favors are upon us, my Allah, our parents, our mashayikh, our asatiza, our friends, our musallis, ya Allah, our family members, ya Allah, give them the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, protect us from all type of evil in this world, and the hereafter, my Allah. Allah, make our children become the flag bearers of Islam. Make them the kullus of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. And all the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana innaka antat tawwab. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.